It's a bi-week edition of the Pick 6. Welcome into Xfinity Studios at Winter Park. I'm your host, Mike Wobshaw, and I have six questions that you all submitted. Let's get right to work and answer them. The first one comes from Tanner in Mitchell, South Dakota. With Kyle Rudolph coming off injury in the next few weeks, do you suspect Chase Ford's role to diminish, or will his playing time stay consistent? I think it'll be hard for offensive coordinator Norv Turner to keep Chase Ford's snaps at the level they've been without Kyle Rudolph, but with Rudy out, Chase Ford has played much more, and he's played quite well, particularly over the last couple of weeks, where he's had career highs in targets and receptions and receiving yards. He even got his first receiving touchdown last week against the Redskins. So, with all of that tape for Norv Turner to watch, I think he has a pretty good idea of what Chase Ford does well. So, he's going to be able to use Chase Ford even after Kyle Rudolph comes back. I think you'll see both 82 and 86 on the field a lot for the Vikings. Our next question comes from Blake. What is wrong with Teddy Bridgewater's deep ball? What can he do to improve his accuracy on those throws? The Vikings failed to connect on a couple of deep passes, and a couple of them were wide open targets as well. I don't know that all of them were Teddy's fault. There were probably a couple where the receivers could have done a better job of getting open, but it is something that Teddy can work on, and here's the thing we know about Teddy. If he works hard at something, it's going to improve. So I suspect over the rest of the season and over next offseason, that's an area of Teddy's game that you'll see improve. It takes some time for a young quarterback to click, especially when you have a young group of receivers. And after Greg Jennings, who is a veteran, we have a mostly young group of receivers. So those guys are going to practice a bunch together over the rest of the season and into the offseason. And over time, those deep connections are going to hit. Our next question comes from David in Fort Myers, Florida. Why isn't Jarius Wright being used much? He had a great game against Atlanta, but that's the only game where he had many catches. David is right. The Atlanta game was a breakout game for Jarius Wright. He had eight catches against the Atlanta Falcons. That was Teddy Bridgewater's first start, and you can tell there is a good rapport between Teddy and Jarius. Now, we do have other guys that are running out in routes. You got to get the ball to Patterson. You got to get the ball to Jennings. Kyle Rudolph is going to come back. We're going to want to feed him a bunch. So there's only so many snaps to go around, but Jarius Wright is playing over half the snaps for the Vikings over the last three games. So with that many snaps, eventually the receptions are going to come. Jarius Wright fans, be patient. His time will come. Our next question comes from Lauren in Lakeville. It seems like we have a lot of slow starts, but then play well in the second half. What is it about this team that they can't gain some consistency? I think that's probably something you see in most NFL teams. Sometimes you start fast but don't finish well. Sometimes you start slowly but do a great job of finishing. What we have to remember is the margin in talent between teams is very thin in this league. Every game is a tough game, and the other team is getting paid too. The bottom line is the score at the end of the game. In the last 2 weeks, the Vikings have done a good job of making more plays than their opponent when it counts most, and that's in the second half. So if we can sharpen up a little bit in the first half, maybe our second halves won't be as close. But as long as we're having close games at the end, I like our chances with the way our defense is playing right now, with Teddy Bridgewater's ability in the clutch, and with Blair Walsh anchoring our kicking game. Our next question comes from Adam in Blaine, Minnesota. How is Jerome Felton playing? It seems like with no Adrian Peterson, he gets even less coverage. Well, Jerome Felton doesn't do the sexy things that get him on a lot of highlight reels, but he's doing a great job. And I think he may have had his best game of the 2014 season against the Washington Redskins. Matt Asiata, of course, had three goal line touchdowns, and we had that two-point conversion. If you go back and watch the tape of those runs and a bunch of other runs the Vikings had in the second half, you're going to see Jerome Felton paving the way for Matt Asiata and Jerick McKinnon. So, yeah, he hasn't had a lot of coverage, but I can tell you, Jerome Felton is playing very well for the Vikings, and he may have had his best game last week. Our last question comes from Clayton in Idaho. What are your thoughts, opinions as to what the Vikings need to do to give themselves a legitimate shot to make a run at the postseason? I see a couple of wins, and now all of a sudden we're talking about the playoffs, huh? Well, I like the optimism, but here's the deal. We have to take it one game at a time. As cliched as that sounds, that's how you get to the playoffs. So the Vikings 4-5 heading into the bye. They don't play next week, but coming out of the bye, it's a very important stretch because we play two consecutive division opponents. We open up out of the bye at Chicago, a tough place to play, and then we come home and play the Packers. So let's win those two games, and then we can start talking about the playoffs. That's it for this week's edition of the Pick 6. Thanks for watching, and remember to tune in next week because we will be back with another edition, as long as you send in your questions, and you can do that by submitting an email to me at the email address that's at the bottom of your screen. We'll see you next week.